Activate.
The time is 6:08 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is another Saturday edition of the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667 for you people that like to spell. It is 472-K-O-O-P. The opinions expressed in this show are only those of the people who said them. B-wop.
That's it? That's all you got? That's not really a legal disclaimer, I don't think.
It's not meant to be. It's just meant to ward off bitches. Uh-oh.
I can't imagine a court of law being, "Your Honor, in closing, B-wop." Oh, he's got us there. He's the B-wop defense.
By the way, I apologize to Charlie's family if they're still listening for using profanity.
Yeah, seriously.
Very nice to come on the show. That's
very lovely family.
Charlie around the town sounds. Thank you for your 2 hours of entertaining music.
Excellent.
Part of Co-op's Showdown Saturday lineup. Special in studio guest, our DJ Apprentice, Hup.
Yay, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hup, I heard you were gone last week, correct?
I was gone last week.
I heard a rumor that you were trapped under a boulder. Any truth to that?
100% true.
Wow. Well, you look great.
It was a small boulder.
So just like a rock.
Yeah.
You're trapped under a rock. You were high, weren't you? You got high and just put a rock on top of you and said, "This is kind of true."
High as a rock?
Huh. High as a rock. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it doesn't.
You know what, though? You can tell stoners that it makes sense because they're always high.
Well, it's
not to say that you're
a
stoner, Hup. Of course
hey,
not.
Before we forget, we just heard Ted Leo and the Pharmacist with Me and Mia off of his album Shake the Sheets. And before that...
And starting us off, Electric Light Orchestra, keeping the streak alive 3 weeks in a row for some reason. That was Love Changes All off the Flashback box set.
That is a hot summer
streak.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of want to see how long I can take this. Because I'm going to get tired of it after a while. But I also want to see if I get tired of it before the audience does. So
I have a suggestion to you. Take it until you break it.
Ooh. You're going to say, Hup?
What kind of audience feedback do you get?
None. Absolutely none. I don't even think anybody listens to the show except our respective parents.
Right.
But that's about it.
By the way, speaking of people who listen to the show, once again, we have... Two groups, online little groups for this show.
That's correct.
For our,
yes.
Our larger Mascot Wedding family.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Facebook group and we got a MySpace group.
Yes.
MySpace is dead, right? It's dead.
Of course, dead in the water.
Boring. Nobody cares about it anymore. And yet we've had more people in our MySpace group than our Facebook one.
Really?
Yeah, and it was close with MySpace just a little bit. MySpace is pulling ahead now.
Really? How bad?
Keep in mind, these numbers are still pretty dismal. They could both be a lot better.
Oh yeah, exactly. We're not Dane Cook.
Yeah.
Okay.
no one's following the real Mascot Wedding on Twitter. But Facebook 44, MySpace 53.
53.
It was like a 1 point lead or 2 points last week. Now it is 9.
Let me ask you something while we're talking about the social networking sites. Are we done? I mean, like Mascot Wedding. Because it took us a long time to get to Facebook. It took us a long time to get to MySpace.
Yeah, which took like, 5 minutes?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Well, yeah. I'll tell you right now, I don't want to go to Twitter. I don't want to go to Twitter. I don't want to go to LinkedIn. I don't want to go to Tumblr. I don't want to go in some weird time warp back to Friendster. I'm fine right here.
Well, social networking sites seem to have like a 3 to 4 year lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be sort of like the trend. And so honestly, I don't know what's going to be next. I mean, Twitter would have to add more features.
Twitter would have to learn how to make money. I still have no idea how that generates revenue for itself. that's not an MP. That's a TP.
Yep. Hey, so, we've got a new debut of a new segment on the show. The show is not a competition, but it is a competition. You know what I mean, David?
No.
Wait.
I'm just here playing pickup. You know, just friends being friends.
Really?
Yeah. Just you and me, and then Hup came along. We're all a pal. Pals and
well, I'm sorry, David. That's not the way the world works.
Okay. Well, what's
look,
going on?
You can try and go to bed, nap, and watch Fairly Odd Parents all you want. But
oh, that sounds great.
There's winners and losers in life.
Okay.
And also on the show.
So on the show,
new segment.
Yeah.
The final score.
Oh, so we're in competition now.
Well, we sort of always have been.
Well, can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm going to crush your bones.
Okay. What are you going to do with my crushed bones?
Make them into bread.
Oh, no. That's what giants do. That's what giants do.
Well, I'm a giant of radio.
It's true. It's true. He is. He is.
I'm not.
I can't argue with that. So the final score. And the person who's going to determine the final score could be you, the caller.
Yes.
So if you want to call in like...
toward the end of
56,
the show.
656 is when you want to call in?
That sounds good.
If we don't get someone to call in, Hup,
yes.
Our DJ apprentice.
The official ombudsman of the Mascot Wedding Show.
You, sir, will determine the final score.
Everybody's got to lose sometime. Always.
That's not the... Wow.
Wait. You know, we're...
Oh, brother.
We're trying to hype this up as like a competition, like a cutthroat battle between Mac and I. And it's really just like, you both suck. I just want to see which one sucks less.
Everyone's got to lose. Come on, Hup. This is a fun zone. It's supposed to be.
Exactly.
By the way, one more piece of business before we can get to the high-class yammering. Hmm. Hup searching for a catchphrase.
Yes.
And we put the question out there to people on our Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And I say the response, dismal.
Yeah.
Pathetic Facebookers.
Weak.
Yes, but you're lucky because Mascot Wedding Zone Jimena came up with a really good catchphrase, which I believe you're familiar with. Do you know what it is?
I don't know.
It's approved.
Oh, right. I was thinking the catchphrase should be phrased, this show has been approved.
Yeah.
Well, it's if something is said during the show and you like want to second it.
Right.
If you're about it, you know what I mean? Then you can just go, approved, or something like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So
you're like our hype man. You're like our Flavor Flav.
So, Hup, I see that you're wearing a New York Yankees shirt. Do you like that baseball team?
Approved.
Oh. He's ahead of me, but just say yes or no. Do you like that?
Yeah.
So if I was going to say, hey, man, the Yankees are the best team in all of baseball, and you would react? Not approved?
Not approved.
You know, we're just doing a scenario now.
We're just workshopping it right now. You can't...
This metaphor may be over difficult. Your head, but just play ball with us. Okay. So I say something you like, and you respond by saying...
Yeah.
Oh, you're killing me. You say approved.
We already tried that.
We didn't do it right.
You know, Charlie's family's still outside. We might get to DJ Apprentice
Grandma.
All right,
give me another shot, man.
All right, here you go.
All right, see what you got.
Hup, I like water.
Approved.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, okay, great.
There it is.
So there's your catchphrase, approved.
I like how you're just so rapid fire with it. Just don't even have to finish the sentence. So I was going to Wendy's the other day. Approved. And
speaking of Wendy's.
I got my foot caught in the toilet. So like,
By the way, Wendy's.
Yeah.
So I was busy earlier today and I had to go home and like, you know, get my laptop for the show. And I didn't have time to eat food that isn't going to murder me.
Of course.
And so I went to an establishment. I won't say its name, but it was Wendy's.
Okay.
And recently when I've been in situations where, because Wendy's is like the closest thing to my house. Okay. Or second closest next to Jack in the Box. And that's not helping. You know,
triangulate
what I mean?
Stalkers.
Yeah. Hello. anyway, and so, but Wendy's now, when you go through the drive-thru, when it comes time to like hand you the food, they don't just like stick their arms out the window. They will lean out their window and into your window and pretty much just like hover the food above your lap.
Okay.
They're just like, take it. Take this food. Take it.
That is unique to you alone.
Really? So, you don't get that anymore?
No. I'll tell you what I do get. And I think we've talked about this before on the show. What do they say to you when you leave?
See you tomorrow.
Which, yeah.
No.
Tomorrow. Those jerks, here's the thing, though. They see me a lot. Because I work next to one, so I'm there all the time. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're wondering what I'm doing, my forearm hurts. I'm sorry.
I wasn't. Because I'm a radio professional. Hup, make note of that in the final score. David talking about things.
No one can see.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Check.
Oh, check. You're going down, son. Detroit. Oh, buddy. Wow. It's already 6:17.
Yeah, it is.
Do you want to take a break and then yak about stuff? Or you want to yak about stuff? You know, what we need to do is talk to some people. 472-5667. Think about calling.
Yeah.
When we get to our topics later.
Yeah.
Let's take a musical break. How about that?
Okay, let's do that.
What do you got queued up here?
What do I got queued up? Oh, where's my little paper? I'm all over the map today.
Track two? Track two?
Yeah, track two's already set up. CD two. We're going Model Citizen on this one.
More Mascot Wedding Show after this. Is that right, David? Oh, there it is! Activate. Well, let's activate.
And we're back with more Masked Guy Wedding Show after that brief musical interlude to listen to Model Citizen off their Inner Fool EP from 2003. My FBIs. So good stuff from them.
My name is Mac Blake.
I am David Hatta.
And I am Hup, and this show is approved.
Oh!
Oh, I like it a lot!
Careful though, Hup. You don't want it to get worn out. Like David had this catchphrase for a while, which was...
Bingo, bango, let's go Django.
Yeah, and he would say it like every other word to the point where people would call in and complain.
Yeah.
And so...
It made sense the first time, and then I hung on to it because it got a good reaction. Then after everything, I was like, hey, we went to go have Orange Julius, bingo bango, let's go Django.
And it got to the point where people would just call in and be like, KOP, you're on the air, and they'd go bingo bango, and then Dave would have to finish it, and it just got out of hand.
But I've never had a catchphrase before. I don't know how to wield it.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's fickle. Because after a while, I was just walking on the street, and people would go, bango, bango, shut the hell up. And that does not feel good, ever.
I'll tell you what, it's all part of the DJ Apprentice process. It's all part of the training.
Well, how about you, Mac? What's your catchphrase?
My catchphrase is, I hate everything. Yay! No, my catchphrase is, you guys.
It's catchy.
I don't have a catchphrase. I have a radio partner who has a catchphrase. That's how that works.
Bingo, wow. Bango.
So.
Let's go, Django.
What are we talking about? Oh! Okay, so I post on Facebook, right?
Right.
Make a little comment now and then. And it doesn't matter what you put. You could be like, oh, man, my dog got run over. And then somebody will always be like, if there's any situation where there's anything negative, somebody will always be like, my dog got run over. And somebody will respond, oh, sorry, I didn't see him. Implying that they were the person who ran over the dog.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, man, someone stole my iPhone. And they'd be like, oh, sorry, I thought you were done using it. And it just seems like I can't go anywhere these days without someone busting my bees. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Totally. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, it seems like these days everyone has to be funny.
Yes.
Every interaction has to have a joke. It just can't be like, hey, can you just talk to me? Ask me like how I am. No. Everyone's got to be funny. Everyone's got to bust bees.
Everyone's
like,
got to be on.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
I went to a restaurant and I ordered some fish and chips.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady's like, can I get you anything? I was like, yeah, can I get a little ranch? You know, because like maybe dip my fries in some ranch dressing. Don't judge me. And the lady was like, ranch with your fish and chips. Well, all right, buddy. And everyone at the table laughs. I was like, why can't you just give me my food?
Yeah, exactly. I like a certain flavor in my mouth. Why can't you put it there?
Yeah. And the other day I go to a store and I was like, oh, hey, can I get one of these? And I'm like pointing to the item. And the guy's like, we're sold out. Ha! And it's just give me my item. Why does everyone have to be funny?
Yeah.
Like, even the new, like, people on the news, like, weathermen, like, it's like, oh, hey, we're going to Chip with the weather. Hey, Chip, should we pack an umbrella or maybe an ark? Because it's going to be raining a lot. Am I right? Just read the stinking news.
Yeah. And
you've got experience with this? You
know I do. About? Actually, there is one restaurant in particular with many locations around town. I really will not give out the name of it. But apparently all of their wait staff goes through joke training and like not just, you know, quip training, not just like, you know, hey, you know, table for two or table for one twice, you know, something like that. You know, just nothing like that. Like they will actually come over when it's slow or when you're waiting for your food and tell you jokes. And I don't know if it's just me because I just have that way about me that says this guy likes to laugh. But without fail, every time I'll go somewhere and like someone will sit down. And be like, hey, have you heard this one? And they'll like tell a joke. And I'm just like, I just want my fried pickles. Why won't you give them to me?
Yeah. Is that guy going back to like the, you know, staff area and yeah. being like, hey, I just told that joke about pickles. It killed.
I'm killing out there. I'm rolling bees tonight.
My tip is going to be huge based on the way he reacted to that joke.
Yeah. There's a lot like the restaurant industry, big time. The internet always is that way. Like. I can't tell him we didn't even mention this. John Hughes died this week, which I'll just mention it real quick because that was a big one for me. Like, I was legitimately sad.
You felt that one?
I did feel that one because two of my favorite movies of all time, can't miss, Lock It Down.
16 Candles.
No, shut up. No, shut your mouth.
Okay.
Weird Science and Dutch. No.
he did Dutch?
No, he wrote and produced that one.
Dutch. Underrated.
Yes, it is underrated. No, but he produced a lot of great stuff. But two of my favorites, all-time favorites, I'm not kidding you, Uncle Buck and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Mm. Like, those are two where if they're on TV, like, whether there's 5 minutes left or whether 5 minutes just went by, I'm done for the night. I had to sit there and watch them. So yeah, that was a real bummer to see that he died. But you know, you go online to like a blog or to like, you know, a news site, and it's like John Hughes is dead, and everybody's got to be cute about it. Like, oh my God, I thought he, you know, his career died 20 years ago, and it's like, he just died. Why won't you just shut up? Or why, like, why won't you just say something very general and very polite? Like, I'm sorry to hear that. Why do you have to be like, he should have been killed after Home Alone? I'm like, no, stop it.
Why don't you just shut up should have been the stop. If you got a why won't you just shut up story, 472-5667-472. K-O-O-P.
Did I stumble across the name of the topic?
Yeah. Why don't you just shut up? I got my hair cut the other day, and yeah. That was just like just an adventure in like trying to keep pace with this person.
Yeah.
How often do you get your hair cut, would you say? I can't ask David because he cuts his own hair.
It's true. I just did on Thursday.
And I'll say this. I'm impressed, I got to say.
Here's the thing, though. I keep messing up my back. Like, that's... What yeah. am I doing? check that on the final score. I'll admit that one.
David is showing me his haircut.
It's two against you, David.
I'm showing back my hair.
You know, I used to cut my own hair a lot, but...
Bowl. Just slap a bowl right on top. Just trim around it.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, sure. Now, I got my last haircut about a month ago, and I made a mental note to get it cut again in 3 months.
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
3 months. See, you know, I about the same, maybe, I think even like a little bit shorter. And the person was like, oh, do you not like getting haircuts? I was like, I love getting haircuts. And then from that point on, it was just like, blah, 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 blah. Because, you know, do you talk a lot to the barber? And now I said depends. Barber, not stylist.
Sorry. Just shut up, you animal.
That's what I should have said.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Something just occurred to me right now, Huff. Do you find it somewhat hypocritical that you're apprenticing with the Mascot Wedding Show and we're doing a topic called Why Don't You Shut Up? Like, everybody's got to be on. Am I right, Mac? Boing.
Damn
bingo,
it.
Bango. Like, I don't know. Just
I think I have to deduct 2 points from both of you.
I forgot about irony. I totally didn't like, realize it.
I saw the look in your eyes and I was like, oh, this just became all too real to me.
Dang it. Wow.
Yeah,
we need to bail on this topic really quick.
No, I like the topic.
Why don't we just shut up? But it's our greatest. Our strength has now become our weakness, David.
No, because we
there's
we,
a chink in our armor.
We're getting better about it. We're curbing it. I think
we're like that dragon in that small movie where they shoot him with an arrow.
Okay, maybe not you, but I'm getting better about
Fred
it.
Fred Claus, I think it was.
What
final score? no, yeah. Actually, you know what? I catch myself doing this a lot lately because we've been going to a lot of open mic comedy. And afterwards, you know, you tend to socialize with some of the other people doing open mic. And they're all, you know, comedy is what they do. Comedy is what they're doing. So I always feel in the back of my mind, I know I shouldn't, but I kind of try to compete. Like when we're having a conversation, I can't shut up. I can't turn it off.
Well, you're like Daniel Plainview.
I do have the competition.
There's a competition in you.
That's
yeah.
true. And there is an ocean of oil under my feet.
That's right.
But yeah, I'll just find myself saying the dumbest things. And even as it's leaving my mouth, like, I know, I'm just like, this is going to fail spectacularly. I'm just like, I ate corn dogs. And I'm like, I'm stupid. Anyway.
Plus you eat corn dogs.
Oh, I love them to death. Bingo, bango.
Don't make that an actual
catchphrase. I'm not. I just can't get it out of my head now.
You know what I cannot get out of my head? What's it? Speaking of names, mm-hmm. which I don't know if we were.
Sure we
But
were.
That's still an awesome segue. Huff, make note of that.
Great segue. I'm surprised you pulled it off.
Speaking of
David, what is the worst named business?
As we have
bar
been,
none.
Yeah,
we've talked about this before.
Yeah,
a business that has just the worst name:
Radio Shack.
Radio Shack.
Yes, because radios are archaic.
That's
and
right.
Shacks are even more so.
Look, we know we're coming out of one right now.
Yes,
we can look left, right, up, and down. This thing's dead.
Yeah. Like, and that, you know, that's the thing. Like, if you want to sell like handmade goods, if you want to sell, like, you know, potholders or something, Shack is not, you know, a bad thing to have in your name. You're selling electronics, name brand, high-end electronics. Don't call yourself Radio Shack.
Like, even if you had a place called, like, a television lean-to, it still doesn't sound cutting edge.
Yeah.
And if you named yourself, like, you know...
Like Stereo Gulch.
That's yeah, like, or if you named yourself, like, HD or, like, Plasma TV Hovel.
Yeah.
In 20 years, it's going to sound antiquated.
But you still got the Plasma HDTV in there.
Well,
for now, yes.
In the future, how do we know it's not floating screens? You don't. Oh. Okay.
Or what if it's all like right? That thing in Minority Report where they're just like, oh, that's cool.
Those are floating, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but you got the hand control. Well, that exactly. comes later.
Anyway.
Yeah, all right. So Radio Shack.
Yes.
And Radio Shack decided to take a page out of another idiot's book, Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
Because what did Pizza Hut do?
Well, no, let's start from the start.
Okay, start from the start.
A couple years ago, I pointed out that there's a new Circuit City in San Antonio, which is now a closed Circuit City. Take that.
That's right.
But it was just called The City.
Mm-hmm.
And like, maybe, you know, that would be the most vague name for anything ever. It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to The City to buy stuff. I'm like, okay, that's fine. But yes, as you mentioned, take it away.
But yeah, The City, too little too late, closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Pizza Hut. Mm-hmm. For a while, they, you know, they wanted people to think pasta, right? And so some of their stores changed from Pizza Hut to Pasta. They actually changed the signage, which is not cheap.
That's right.
And in a sign, or in a way to show that they had zero faith in this rebranding, they didn't change all of their stores, only some.
They just sort of rolled it out?
Yeah. They're just like, some will be Pasta. Some will keep Pizza Hut because we're not too sure of how this goes.
How is that not more confusing?
It is. It is more confusing. But here's the thing. And here's, I guess, what they believed. Did you ever have a nickname for Pizza Hut, either of you guys?
Nothing I can think of.
Like Pizza Butt.
Pizza Butt. I sometimes call it Pizza Slut. But I would.
Well, we had somebody in high school that, no, what am I doing? Stop.
Just buy her a pizza. And it's on. You gay. Hey, you know, Sally.
She really put up the toppings.
You know Sally Jacobson?
Yeah.
You would just buy that girl a pizza. If there's a real Sally Jacobson out there, I am so sorry.
We're getting a subpoena.
That lawsuit is welcome. But yeah, Pizza Hut was like, oh, well, people just already called it The Hut.
Yeah.
So they're now dropping pizza, and they're just going to call it The Hut.
Yeah. Which is, what is that going to accomplish? Because you know what? Pizza Hut, it was something I grew up with as far as like the name goes. And it was fine. It was, you know, made sense. You drop that pizza, all of a sudden, it is something very rustic and very sad.
Yeah, The Hut. Like, yeah. That doesn't sound good. I don't want to go there. KOP, you're on the air.
Two words.
Yeah.
Dress Barn.
What?
Dress Barn.
Dress barn is horrible. What if you just call it The Barn?
We're going to The Barn. We're going to pick you out something pretty.
Is this Power Voice? Is this the Power Voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dana. Power Voice.
I just figured it out. wait. I think they're on the computer.
Oh, good. That's good. I saw that you were having radio trouble.
That's right. And you know where we saw she was having radio trouble? On her Facebook group. Join it.
That's
right.
I did.
Yes.
But that's all I wanted to say. Just Dress Barn.
Have you ever been inside a Dress Barn?
No.
Oh.
But being in the business of used clothing, I come across their merchandise quite frequently, and it's horrifying. I mean, it looks like it was made in a dress barn for women who live in barns.
Aw.
Wait, but you say you come across their product. Do they have like a house brand? It's like Style Stable or something like that?
Yeah, it just says Dress Barn.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
So, yeah, and they're for some
yes.
corn-fed Midwestern. Now, I shouldn't say that.
See, we have a huge Midwest following, so you should be careful, Dana.
Literally.
I don't want to be mean. I'm not a mean person, but I'm just saying, Dress Barn.
What if it was called Dress B? Would you go there?
Dress B?
Yeah.
Well, if I didn't know that it had already previously been called Dress Barn.
What if it was called Dress Factory?
No.
What if it was called DB?
That's funny. That's kind of my initials.
Kind of your initials, or it is your initials?
That's what I go by.
Oh. Ooh.
Your other friends don't call you Power Voice?
No.
Well, time to get new friends.
Get on it.
Yep. These other ones, you got to broom them.
Wait, you're my new friends, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
I'd like to think so. Well, Dana, thank you for calling in.
Okay. See you later.
All right, bye.
KOP, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes, you are.
Fashion Bug.
Fashion bug. What's your name, caller?
Bob.
So you wouldn't want to just go to a place called The Bug? Did I lose him?
Hello, Bob? That was it. Fashion bug. Click.
Like, drop the mic. That's right. Fashion bug out. Click.
But
seriously, though, Fashion bug
is pretty bad. I forgot about that. Hey, want to go shop at The Bug? Get the clothes at The Bug.
I need to get my bug on.
But Radio Shack. coming full circle here.
Yeah.
They have decided
that they're just going to call themselves The Shack.
Yeah, they can drop radio.
Drop radio in an effort to hipify and modernize. They're going to drop the one thing that was the most modern and just go with The Shack.
The Shack.
Which sounds like, you know, you're going to help a creepy old man find his lost dog.
If The Shack was a liquor store, like a nation, a chain of liquor stores.
Oh, maybe. I'm there. I've got my platinum card at The Shack tomorrow.
But if I want to buy, like, you know, I don't really know, even know what it is. Cell phone chargers?
Wires.
Adapters or whatever?
They sell things to plug into other things.
You know, when I do think of a shack, I guess I would think of just like an old man in a shack who's got like saved every little piece of like wire that he's like ever come across.
They really should just call that place the junk drawer. Because that's what it is.
Junk drawer. Oh, buddy. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, what's the capital of New Mexico?
Las Cruces?
It's Albuquerque, no. Right?
Albuquerque, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So what's the name of that tanning salon in town?
A dark, darky tan?
Darky tan.
Oh, okay.
That's my guess.
Thanks.
Your guess for what?
For the worst named store.
Oh, oh but they tan. Go by dark tan. That's
you familiar with Jamaican me tan?
Is it really a Jamaican me tan?
I like Tanfastic for a stupid tan name.
I like tan at all because it's like something Fred Mertz would say.
What's your name, caller?
Jay,
what are you up to, Jay? What are you doing?
Again?
What are you doing today, Jay? What are you up to?
I'm making copies.
Oh, weird. Good luck. Good luck. Keep making copies, Jay. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Oh, bye. Jay. You know what my favorite thing about Jay is?
Copies. What's that? What?
He's polite.
Himself?
Making copies of himself. Come on, Hop! My Hup, that's Hup's minus some points.
By the way, Hup, while you have the scorecard out, I will give myself another point off. I did not know the capital of New Mexico.
You know what? When he said it, I thought he was tricking me.
I thought it was a trick too. That's why I was like, I'm going to trick you, trickster.
What does that have to do with dark tan?
Because it's Albuquerque instead of just Albuquerque.
Smart.
Yeah. See, I can redeem myself.
Now I'm back on the trolley.
But yeah, seriously, like, you know, I've said, you know, I thought that many times when I first moved to town. I was like, darky tan. That's unfortunate.
Have you noticed like a radio, like have you noticed the Radio Shack like change its name yet? Any sort of like flyer or you actually passed one?
No, it's just I've seen the news, the press releases, and that's about it. I haven't seen any actual signage changes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I'll get some merch as soon as they do. Because now I'm all on it.
Because you think there's people who are like, hey, let's go to Radio Shack. I don't need a radio. Like they thought it was just a store for radios.
How about we go to the Shack? I'm on board.
Yeah, it's like, okay, Radio Shack, it's a store for radios. It's like, okay, well, once we get rid of radios, people know it's just what? A store that sells shacks.
It could sell anything. All bets are off. It could just sell imagination.
It could just sell some cover from the rain.
They sell cake frosting and birthday wishes.
They sell unicorn's blood and the bones of Amelia Earhart. I heard they found those, by the way.
Oh, that's good. It's
in
about
Michael
time.
Michael Jackson's house.
Well, then what did I win on eBay?
Oh, I don't know. Mm. I think you want a copy of The Lovely Bones, the book. This topic is done. All right. Thank you, all those callers. Wow, what a spree.
Thanks, yeah.
Good job, Austin and Sunken Valley. Let us take a break.
Yeah.
How does that sound? What do you want to listen to, David?
Are you queued up?
Yes.
Track six?
Yes.
Let's go with the Hank Ford, Drive the Whip.
Boom, more Mascot Wedding Show.
Right after this.
We are back with more Mascot Wedding Show here on 91.7 KOOP, and the phone lines keep on ringing. KOP, you're on the air.
Hello, yes. Can I speak to Mr. Blake?
This is he.
Can Mr. Blake please come to the phone?
I am Mr. Blake.
Mr. Blake, this is your travel agent, Petros. I need to confirm some details of your flight with you.
What? I think you might have the wrong number.
Is this not Mac Blake?
Yeah, this is, but I'm on the radio right now, and I don't have a travel agent.
Are you flying out to Portland on the 21st?
Yes, I am. I'm going to a produce conference for my job.
And you're coming back on the 23rd, correct?
Yes.
Well, then I need to go over your travel bill with you.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't have a travel agent, you know? I booked it through one of those travel sites.
That is correct, yes. You booked a flight on our airline.
No, I booked my flight with Delta.
Oh, no, absolutely not, no.
Yeah, I did book it through Delta.
No, you booked it through Deltos Airlines.
Deltos.
Correct, Deltos.
Hold on, okay. Do you mind holding on a second? Let me look this up.
Sure. Yeah, I can give you your confirmation number.
Yeah, please don't. You know, you're on the air. You know that, right?
What do you mean on the air?
Well, this is a radio station. You call me while I'm doing my radio show.
I tried to call the number that was on the form, but it didn't pick up. So I found this number when I typed your name into web crawler.
You still use web crawler?
Yes, it is a search engine, but it is not really engine. It is a picture page.
Okay, hold on. I have my email here from Travelost. Huh. Deltos Airlines. Damn. Wow.
Yes, sir. Now can we discuss charges?
Yeah, I thought for sure I booked through Delta. Like, I've never even heard of Deltos Airlines before.
It is mainly used to transport fish, but now we take people too.
Fish, huh?
Yes. So if you would not mind, sir, the charges?
Can I call you back in a little bit? Can
Are
I do that?
Are you going to want a warm towel on your flight? There is extra charge.
Look, I really don't want to talk about this over the air. This is kind of a personal thing.
That is fine. I will put you down as a yes.
Well, no, do not put me down as a yes.
It only costs $1 extra.
Well, fine, okay. But look, I have to go.
Okay, I will choose your liquor for you.
Wait, what do you mean by liquor?
Oh, every passenger on Deltos Airlines gets 2 free shots of liquor. Your choice.
I think I'll pass.
It is included in fee.
Okay, can I opt out of it?
Yes, but there will be a penalty charge of late withdrawal, which is $60 American.
$60?
Yes.
Fine, I guess I'll take it. I don't know, tequila then? Is that fine?
Tequila, yes, it's a good choice. What kind of toilet pass are you desiring?
What's a toilet pass?
It is your pass to use toilets. How often do you think you will need to make bathroom during flight?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a long flight. Do you know how long it is? Does it say right in front of you by any chance?
Oh, geez. Austin to Portland, that is 23 hours.
All right, that's not 23 hours. It does not take that long.
Well, we have to stop off in Milwaukee to pick up some fish first.
All right, well, that is ridiculous.
Oh, so you're thinking more than 8, maybe?
Maybe. I don't...
Okay. I will put you down. You will want a titanium-level toilet pass. That is $85.
Wait, you're going to try and charge me $85
yes,
for a titanium-level toilet just to use the bathroom?
Yeah, 8 times, yes. It's a good price. Southwest Airlines charges the same thing.
Well, no, they don't.
Oh, yes, they do. I believe they also charge extra for solid bathroom products.
All right, stop. Sorry, this is gross. All right, that is...
Will you be wanting a pillow?
How much will that cost me?
It's free.
Well, then, yes, I'll go ahead and take a pillow.
Okay, would you like a pillowcase as well?
Sure.
Okay, it's $10.
Wait, $10 for the pillow? So you're not charging me, the pillow is free.
That is right.
But you're going to charge me for the pillowcase.
Well, the case is a luxury, but the pillow is convenience that we offer.
Okay, well, you know what? I think maybe I'll just use my jacket. How about that?
Okay, there is $20 unfolding fee for the jacket. You're
going to charge me to use my own jacket?
Well, we unfold it for you and place it neatly on your head.
You guys are crooks. You're crooks then.
Oh, please, sir, do not slander me.
Well, these extra charges are outrageous. I can't believe you're trying to charge me to unfold my jacket.
I show concern for you.
well, thanks.
You sound like your heart is full of worry.
Well, my heart is full of worry. It's full of anger is what it is.
Perhaps I can pair you with travel companion?
A travel companion, what is that?
It is an exclusive offer with Deltos. Travel can be lonely. So we can pair you up with a companion to make a travel with you?
Travel? Are these other passengers that you're talking about?
They are stewardesses.
Oh, I don't like this.
Oh, they are very friendly. Tell me, is it necessary for them to have all their teeth?
I don't even know what that means. Like, I'm gonna I'm going to take a pass on the travel companion as well.
Are you sure, Mr. Blake? She can hold you so close. You think about your homeland and the memories there.
All right, I don't want anything to do with that. That's a no thanks.
It is like fun club. It is like experience of girlfriend.
I can't even believe this is a legitimate option that you're offering. That is just so slimy. Like, I've never heard of anyone offering this before.
Oh, come on. You've never heard of Sky High Club before? Oh,
okay, well, look. I think you mean the Mile High Club.
No. Our planes cannot fly that high.
Wait, your planes cannot reach the altitude of 1 mile.
That is correct. Our engines would explode. Our planes are old and filled with fish.
Okay, well then, you know what you can do for me?
Anything, sir.
All right, well, just go ahead and cancel my ticket.
Why would you want to do that?
Because your fish airline sounds horrible. Your planes are old and full of fish. How do you expect me to respond to that? It sounds very unsafe.
I tell you what, I will throw in titanium seatbelt pass for free.
All right, what is a titanium seatbelt pass?
It means you get your own seatbelt entire time, no sharing.
So normally I would have to share a seatbelt.
Yes, you get seatbelt first half summer and summertime, and then other time someone else gets second half.
Okay, how much would that usually cost if you weren't comping it?
$57.
Okay, that $57.
Yes.
Well, that's just great. Just go ahead and cancel my ticket.
Are you sure?
I am. I'm positive. Just cancel it.
Well, Delta's Airlines hates to lose your business.
Well, it's going to lose it.
Oh, I do not know what I am going to tell Deltos. He will be so mad.
He? Who do you mean by he?
He is my brother, Deltos.
Deltos is your brother?
Yes, he is owner and pilot of Deltos Airlines. He also sells fish.
I got the fish part, trust me. But, well, you know, I'm not trying to cause you trouble, and that's a shame that Deltos is going to get mad, but I need you to just cancel the ticket.
Oh, he might take a torch to my menswear store.
You also work in a clothing store?
I own one, Petros Menswear in Sunken Valley.
Well, you're a busy guy, I guess.
Thank you.
You're welcome, but look, Petros?
Yes, Petros.
Okay, look, I'm not trying to get your brother Deltos mad at you, and I'm not trying to cause you trouble, but I made a mistake. When I booked the flight, I was trying to book through Delta, so just go ahead and just cancel my ticket, if that's okay.
Okay, let me cancel flight.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, hold on. It's freezing up on me. Okay, with cancellation fee and liquor return penalty, the final cost will be $889.
I'm not paying anything. I want to cancel the flight.
Yes, but now is so soon to cancel flights. We charge you cancellation fee, $889.
Well, I'm not going to pay it.
Oh, you pay.
No, I'm not going to pay.
You pay.
No.
Sir, can I ask you something?
Yes, you can ask me something.
You pay.
That wasn't a question.
Well, I'm telling you, I already have your credit card.
Well, no, I'm not going to pay.
Your credit card number is 4543.
Wait. All right, do not charge that credit card and do not read it on air, okay?
Okay, well, I cannot read while I type. I am charging you right now.
Look, I'm going to call and cancel it.
Okay. It is approved. Is there anything else I can do for you now?
No, nothing, and I'm canceling that payment.
Okay, if you ever need a travel companion for after hours or long weekend, we also do that.
Gross, all right? I don't think I'll be taking you up on that.
Okay, maybe next time. Thank you for partnering with Deltos. We are like tiger in the air.
I'm canceling that payment.
If you cancel that payment, Deltos is going to get mad at you.
I don't care. I'm not paying that ridiculous fee.
If he gets mad at you, he will burn down your radio place.
Okay, well, look, if you are at all familiar with the station, that is not a threat we take. I'm going to call the police.
Oh, if you call the police, Deltos will get mad at you, and he will burn down your face.
Okay, well, I'd really like to see Deltos try. I don't think that's... Hello? Petros? I think Petros hung up. Wow. Well, I got to go cancel that credit card payment. That is awesome. Oh, it is 6:55 in the p.m., and we are out of time here. We got to make way for the clear spot. Hup.
Yes.
the pressure is now on you. I'm sorry, I'm a little frazzled by that last call, but final score time.
Final score.
So this is the debut of the segment, final score. Hup, what is it?
David 6.
David 6.
Mac 8.
Oh!
No. Dirty pool.
How does it feel? How does it feel, buddy?
You know what? I played a good game, but I lost. I lost in the end. I'll come back. Tomorrow starts a new season. That's fine. It was fair and just, Hup. I appreciate that. And I got to tell you.
You called the shots against you. I just tallied them.
You know what? It's true. It's like golf. You got to call your own penalties. And I appreciate you being a fair judge, Hup. But next time you do that, I swear to God.
We'll tell you what. This is the Moscow Wedding Show.
For more information about Moscow Wedding Show, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. If you care for some more personal correspondence, mascotwedding@gmail.com. Or just be our friend in life. Sure, why not? We're on MySpace. We're on Facebook. Find us. We're running neck and neck. MySpace is pulling away. That's not cool.
Yeah, come on. Don't let us get a bigger MySpace group than Facebook.
That would just be weird and sad.
Not going to make us look really cool. So we're going to close out the show here with some King Khan and the Shrines. And yay. I believe it's the Land of the Freak off of their album, What Is. Goodbye, Hup.
Approved.
Oh, there it is.
I like it.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.